T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. For New Yorkers who lost loved ones in the towers, this might be the most egregious of George Santos' stories.
When Congressman George Santos was campaigning, he told the story of his mother and how she was inside one of the World Trade Center towers on September 11th. But now records show his mother was not even living in New York. In fact, she wasn't living in the United States at the time. She was living in Brazil. Santos's mother, Fatima de Valder, applied for a visa to enter the U.S. in 2003, records show. And on the application, she said she had not been in the U.S. since 1999. Fatima died in 2016 of cancer. Santos has said that 9/11 played a role in her death. Santos has not responded to this latest report on his lies. Meanwhile, the press secretary for the White House says Santos's resignation is up to the Republican conference to show what they think they owe to the American people. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, a 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Mayor Adams facing more criticism over his handling of the migrant crisis.
Mayor Adams, in speaking about the asylum seekers coming into the city, has said there's no more room at the inn. Controller Brad Lander says the language, coupled with suggesting city services could be cut to care for them, could be dangerous.
That is the kind of language that people can hear and decide that these newcomers are the reason they are not getting what they feel they should have.
He says he doesn't think the mayor means for the language to create that us versus them dynamic, but he says there should be a unified message from the city that everyone is welcome.
New York City has welcomed immigrants for hundreds of years. It's both how we thrive economically and just who we are.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
The NYPD ramping up its search for the suspect in a deadly shooting 4 years ago in Bed-Stuy. Investigators say the man shot four people, one of them fatally, on Fulton Street near Utica Avenue, then fled the scene in a black SUV. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. A 21-year-old man has been shot and killed in the backyard of a house in the Edenwald section of the Bronx. Nicholas Lewis was in the back of the home on Pratt Avenue when gunfire rang out. Family members found him. He was shot once in the chest. Medics took him to Jacoby Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Nobody's been arrested. Social media can be a great thing for restaurants, with posted pictures of their food steering customers their way. But what about when customers come in with ridiculous orders for food, just so they can post? The already well-known Carnegie Deli and Cafe has been dealing with it, and its owner, Stathis Anakopoulos, doesn't like it one bit, telling Newsline.
Things that not normal people will ever eat and will never alternate our DNA of the restaurant just to get likes and sacrifice views. We will never do that.
The Carnegie Cafe and other restaurateurs saying that they are also sick of social influencers threatening bad reviews if their wacky orders aren't met. Outdoor dining has been a boon for the outer boroughs and communities of color. That is what a new study done by NYU says. Mitchell Moss, a professor of urban policy and planning, tells 1010 Winds the Open Streets Outdoor Dining Initiative is helping hard-hit areas such as the Bronx and Queens.
The four outer boroughs, which had 30% of the pre-pandemic sidewalk cafes, which is what they were called, now have over 50%. So we've transformed the way in which social life is occurring outside restaurants, especially in the outer boroughs.
Well, before the pandemic, some 1,000 restaurants in the five boroughs had outdoor dining. Under the new Open Restaurants program, 12,000 sites are now in that program.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.